Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. Today we're conducting a survey about important issues facing your state and community, and we would like to include your responses. Before we begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Email.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
1991.
And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race, ethnicity?
Mixed.
I'm sorry?
Mixed.
Oh, is that Hispanic with Asian, Black, or African-American with... Can you please specify?
White and Native American.
Okay, thank you. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future, positive or negative?
Say it again?
Do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The first one is your own future.
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Undecided.
I just have two options, ma'am. The future of the planet, do you feel positive or negative? Okay. And the future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means young women have no power at all. And 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community. Which number?
10.
10, a lot of power. And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I have a short list, but I know all are important, but the top 3, okay? I have student loans, national security, gun violence, education, racism and discrimination, mental health, healthcare, crime, abortion access, economy and cost of living, immigration, or climate change?
Cost of living, healthcare.
Okay. And the last one?
National security.
And national security, thank you. And now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining physical health, your education, improving or maintaining mental health, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnership or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, or advancing in your career?
Economic stability, or whatever one that was.
Yeah, economic security and financial independence, and just 2 more. I can repeat the list if you want.
Work-life balance?
Yes, work-life balance. And the last one, caring for senior family members. Oh, hobbies and free time activities. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. And now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationships, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, your spiritual or religious belief, being young, your personality, or being American.
Being a woman and my hobbies and interests.
Okay, thank you. And when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to 2 of the following. Disappointment, sadness, happiness, pride, exhaustion, anger, frustration, dread, or hope?
Frustration and hope.
Okay. Thank you so much. And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I have three statements. Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. So, A, B, or C?
A.
Okay. And how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The
somewhat.
First one, I'm sorry, the first one is the Supreme Court. A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Ballot initiative? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
What was the second one?
Ballot initiative, proposed laws that the public votes on directly. Do you trust them a lot?
What?
Somewhat. Your state government?
A lot.
President Biden?
Not at all.
Your city government?
Somewhat.
Congress?
Somewhat.
And community organizations?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We are 70% now. And thank you so much for your time. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. And for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivations to help enact change through civic participations like voting, singing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Just four. The first one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat motivating.
The next one, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Not at all motivating.
The last two. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. And the last one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission.
Not at all motivating.
Thank you so much. And how likely are you to participate in the following? Volunteering for an advocacy organization? Very likely, somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Somewhat likely.
Attending a protest?
Not at all likely.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Somewhat likely.
Signing a petition?
Somewhat likely.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Somewhat likely.
Voting in elections?
Very likely.
And boycotting a company?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, and which best describes you why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three, okay? The first one is you didn't know enough about the candidate. The candidate didn't represent your values. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience, like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop off locations. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Or the last three, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. None of the above because you always vote. Or none of the above because you face other obstacles?
None of the above, because I faced other obstacles.
Okay. Thank you. And this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your patience and for your kindness to help us. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Just three. The first one, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low- and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
Okay. And the last two, the Biden administration is spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take actions to make our communities stronger and safer. A lot more, a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
A little more.
Thank you. And the last one. We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We have proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. A lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Thank you so much. And last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. TikTok, podcast, YouTube, news or information articles online, Twitter, local TV news stations, international news outlets, Instagram, Facebook, national TV news stations, or other?
YouTube and Facebook.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Shows and new movies, humor, memes, government, politics, hobbies, tips or hacks, science, technology, business, finance, music, sports, health, beauty, self-care, or news and current events?
News and current events and TV and movies.
Okay, thank you. And, okay, just let me find that. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's from college.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Four, something else.
Thank you. And can you please specify?
Asexual.
Okay. And now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18?
No.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more toward the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
A little more Republican.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or a student?
Full-time.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Jorgensen.
I'm sorry?
Joe Jorgensen.
Okay. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
40,000.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.